Happy 4th of July, everyone. We're going to remain under the influence of an upper-level ridge today, surface high-pressure system as well. This means hot and muggy conditions for us. We aren't looking at record-breaking heat, but highs ranging from 10 to 15 degrees above average, and dew points in the 60s to near 70 will do the trick. Be sure to stay hydrated at your 4th of July barbecues and check on your elderly neighbors in this heat. Relief is on the way this weekend, and it all starts tomorrow when a shortwave trough rotates around our upper-level high. It's not going to take much for showers and storms to develop tomorrow afternoon, especially because of the hot and humid conditions. If we do see storms, I think best chances at this point will be north and west of the Capital District, favoring the western Mohawk Valley, Adirondacks, and North Country. Storms at this point, though, are not expected to be widespread. This weaker pulse will be ahead of a stronger cold front that moves through Saturday morning through Saturday evening from northwest to southeast. This is a bit stronger due to a wave ejecting from an upper-level low-pressure center centered over northern Quebec. The timing of the front will directly correlate to how strong storms get on Saturday. The earlier the storms, the weaker they will be. Nonetheless, the environment will be suitable for heavy rainfall. Localized street flooding will be possible. This cold front will bring big-time relief by way of heat and humidity for your day Sunday. Expect a much cooler and more comfortable afternoon. Skies will be clear to round out the weekend. Conditions will be feeling a lot less humid as well. Looking ahead to early next week, comfortable temperatures and dew points will stick around at least through Tuesday before some more humidity starts to build back in for the middle of the work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a cold front pushing south from the northern plains and upper Mississippi River Valley will continue to be a focus for numerous showers and thunderstorms with the potential for severe weather and heavy to locally excessive rainfall. The best chance for severe thunderstorms today will be from western Nebraska to central Wyoming, where the SPC has a slight to enhanced risk of severe storms. Temperatures for the 4th of July will be above normal for many east of the Rockies. Daytime high temperatures in the 90s will be common across the eastern states, with high humidity levels making it feel even hotter. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s. Expect a light northwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, mostly sunny skies as well. Highs will be in the mid 80s. An easterly wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour is expected. And in Buffalo, partly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the low 80s. A west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour is expected. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany, the average high temperature was 82 degrees and the average low is 61. The record high 104 set back in 1911, and the record low temperature was 44, set back in 1971. Sunrise today, 5:22 a.m., sunset, 8:37 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from a low temperature Wednesday morning of 28 degrees at Klamath Marsh, Oregon, to a high temperature, not surprisingly, 110 degrees at Death Valley, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley, Lake George area. Your 4th of July forecast will be hot and humid. High temperatures today will range from the upper 80s to low 90s. Expect a light southerly wind. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with low temperatures falling into the upper 50s for the Northern Adirondacks and mid-60s for the North Country, as well as the Champlain Valley, all with light wind. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, your 4th of July forecast will be toasty and humid today. High temperatures will soar into the low 90s with only a light southerly wind. For tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows falling in the low to mid 60s, also with light wind. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, 4th of July forecast, hot and muggy today. Highs will soar into the low 90s. Only a light southerly wind won't bring much relief. For tonight, expect partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures will fall into the low to mid 60s with light wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, your holiday forecast will be muggy. Pretty hot, too. Highs will reach the upper 80s to low 90s. Only a light wind to try and take the edge off the heat. For tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows falling into the low 60s with light wind. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, 4th of July forecast continues to look hot and humid. High temperatures will reach the low 90s with light southerly wind. For tonight, we will have clear skies and low temperatures falling in the low to mid-60s, also with light wind. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies. A few pop-up showers and thunderstorms will be possible during the afternoon. Once again, best chances look to be west and north of the Capital District. Severe weather not expected at this time. Highs will reach the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-80s for your day Saturday. A cold front will sweep through the region, and that will increase storm chances from morning through evening time. We will dry out and be a touch cooler for Sunday. Sunshine returns as highs are falling back to the upper 70s. Dew points will be much more comfortable as well. The work week starts off mostly sunny, both Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures will jump from the low 80s on Monday into the mid 80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.